This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome everyone, Southwick Conference basketball on the air tonight. It's the Lady D's and the Chargers going to go at it high above the court here at the Charger Dome. Dick Schroeder is going to join me here in just a second as we get ready for this war on 34. On the court, that is, the Lady D's and the Chargers. Albia sporting its blue away jerseys with the Albia in white with the red-lettered Albia across the chest. The Chargers in their home white. Chargers get the tip, they're controlled, and they set things up in the opening position on tonight's first game of our boy-girl doubleheader here on the road. The Chargers with the basketball. Patient as Albia stays in a floating 1-2-2 zone defense. Here's the dribble drive, picks up in the lane, and a travel violation called on the Chargers as Kylie Bingston brought it into the lane and went in some traffic, shuffled her feet, the ball go back to the Lady D's. Albia's first offensive possession of the night. Griffin across the half-court line, goes to the right side, switches up to Garver on the far left. From the wing. I'll be moving the ball around the top of the circle. Here's an open McKenzie Griffin. That's a three on the way. Up and good. Good rotation, and that started by being in good triple threat position there by Griffin. Received the pass and went straight up with a shot. Here's a shot by the Chargers. Leaving it short with Bingston. Albia with the rebound. They'll go the other way. 3-0 lead, Albia. Here in the early going. Right side, here's a jump shot on the way by the ladies. Good! Albia comes down hot. From the field in Albia with a 5-0 lead here. Here comes that pressure defense by the Lady D's. Coach Jake Schroeder will join me here in just a moment. And we'll be with us all night long as we bring in this boy-girl double hitter. Here's a long shot up by Allison Showers for the Chargers. No good. Rebound controlled by the Chargers. Another shot up. No good. A flitter in the lane. Rebound and controlled. And 5-4. And taken away on the backside. Showers comes up to defend. And she'll follow through for the first basket for the Chargers. 5-2 Albia. That is with it. Baseline goes out to the far left wing. To the top of the circle we go. Good ball by the Lady D's. Chargers moving their feet on defense, providing the pressure. Here's a turnover. And it's stolen back by Bettis. The ball's loose on the ground. Comes up. Albia comes up with it. Inside it goes. And a shot by Dyson. It's Kroll. Got the loose ball. Threw it inside to Dyson in the middle. Katie went up strong between two defenders. She picks up the foul on the Chargers. I didn't see what they gave that to. Look for the indication on the board. Dyson gets two free throws here. First one's up and it's no good. Favorite places to play a basketball game for right here. Second one on the way. It rolls around and gets the shooter's bounce and goes in. Albia now with a 6-2 lead. Here comes that pressure. Man pressure applied by the Lady D's. Chargers being patient as they bring it up and they'll cross the half court line. Miranda Davis with the right side. It goes. Grismore. Close around the timeline. Gives it up to the top of the circle to Showers. Showers with the only basket for the Chargers. Albia stays in this 1-2-2 flex zone defense. They're willing to come out and contest. Here's a simple drive, a shot up, partial block, loose, last touch, and out of bounds by Rick Pettis. That'll give the ball back to the Chargers, and they'll look at this basket here. 5:28 to go, opening period. Albia out in front, 6-2. We're certainly glad to have you along on this Friday night. Here's an inbound pass taken away by Griffin. Griffin pushing it ahead in transition. She'll go to the basket. Oh, good shot. Flitter on the way. No good. And she traveled with the basketball, trying to come to a jump stop. Shuffled her feet. Basket didn't fall, but it'd been no good anyway. Here comes the charge.
Mm-hmm.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com.
Let's get things going here tonight. Chargers with the basketball after an Albion miss. 4:50 to go here. Opening period, 6-2. Lady D's out in front. Hot shooting by Albion. They're early going. And the Lady D's have an early 6-2 lead. Jake Schroeder, the coach. Multitasking Jake. He's running lines to get us hooked up in the system, so we'll get some of these technical difficulties figured out. But the Chargers with the basketball. Here's a long jump shot on the way just inside the three-point line. No! She was behind the arc, and Sheraton has trimmed the Lady D lead down to just one. 4:40 to go here. Opening period, 6-5 Albion. Crawl with it. Out top it goes to the left wing. And Albion loses the ball momentarily into the backcourt. And Crawl can't chase it down, and that'll be another Albion turnover. And the Lady D's will give the ball back to the Chargers. 4:29 to go. Albion's out in front here, 6-5. Crowd starting to roll in. This is going to be a packed house here for the boys' game. Girls getting a nice showing of support here. But as the night rolls along with the boy-girl double hitters, the freshman and JV games are going on simultaneously. And so right now there's other games that are going on in JV action. So when those fans come into here, it's going to warm this place up, and this crowd is going to get immense and loud. Here's a shot by the Chargers. No good. Rebound controlled by Griffin for Albion. Still walking across the half-court line. McKenzie to the left side. It goes. Crawl. Crawl loses it momentarily. Double team. She gets rid of it. The dribble drive to the top of the circle. Left side. Crawl. Open for three on the way. Off the rim. No good. Ball loose. Controlled by the Chargers. And they'll bring it up the other side of the court. Goes to Bingston. Right side to the left corner, it goes to Miranda Davis. A long three on the way, no good. Rebound loose. Chase down. Davis shoots their own miss down, and they'll recover and set things back up for the Chargers. Showers with it. Dribbling, trying to break down the Albion pressure on the inside, but the shot up in the lane. Pulling good. Allison Showers with a little dribble drive in the lane, spun, put him off the iron, got it to fall. And was fouled in the act of shooting, and here comes your old school three-point opportunity right here for Sheraton. They've taken the lead here, 7-6, 3:25 to go in the opening period. Coach Schroeder showing off his athleticism as he runs up and down the stairs hooking the equipment up. And Showers can push the old school three-point play, and Albion now trails by 2, 8-6. Sheraton on a 8-0 run. Here's a pass out to the top of the circle. Albion win the ball around Sheraton with fast feet. Zone defense. Here's a pass inside. Shot up on the block, and a travel is going to be called. Extra steps by the ladies, and the ball will go back to the Chargers. 3:07 to go here in this opening quarter. Back and forth action. Albion got the early 5-0 lead. Some quick hot shooting. Here's a pass up ahead by the Chargers trying to break down Albion's defense. And a travel going to be called. I thought that might be a reach-in foul by the Lady D's, but they're going to give the ball back to Albion on the turnover. It's charging things up in here tonight as the Chargers and Lady D's go out here in the war on 34. Here's a pass inside. Shot up on the way, no good. Rebound loose, taken away by Griffin. Kenzie Griffin comes up with a finish up top. To the right corner goes. Sarah Clark with the three-pointer. No good, and that's last touch by the Chargers. Albion will keep the ball here and get another shot. With 2:37 to go opening period, Albion trails 8-6. Albion with the inbound. Pettis with it. Hesby drives it. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Strong move there by Pettis. And Albion's tied up here, 2:30 to go. Okay, we're going to switch to the other phone line here in a second after this shot
And I'm going to have my buddy Jake Schroeder join me. Abby gets the rebound, and here comes the lady. Let's switch to the other line. Scotty Fry back on the board, and we'll get Jake in there. I'm going to keep her right here. We continue to work on the technology. We'll get that fixed up. Lady D's and the Chargers, more on 34. 1:50 to go here in the first period. Shot in the lane, and that will be a foul on the Lady D's as Bingston drove the ball in, or Miranda Davis. Coach, we'll get this technology hooked up, but this has been a back-and-forth game. Of course, you've been busy going back and forth.
Yes, sir. I have no idea what's going on in the game, but you got it under control, so we're good to go.
Well, the Chargers have taken the lead at the free throw. The first one goes down for Davis. Miranda Davis with three early points for the Chargers. And the Chargers with their one-point lead here, 1:55 to go. Haven't been over here to Sheridan High School for a while. This is under a great repair. And they've put up a new school. All right, here comes Albion. Davis made both free throws, sharing with a two-point lead. Here comes a steal in the backcourt. It's a breakout by the Chargers. Shot up blocked by Bettis. Brooks Bettis stepped in and took and blocked the shot of Alex Curran. Alex went right to the basket, coast to coast. Bettis came in and swatted the shot, attempt away. And Albion's got the ball back, trying to tie things up here as we wind down the final minute 25 of this opening period. Still by the Chargers. They're going the other way. Davis, coast to coast, puts the shot. No good. Rebound backside. And taken away by Showers. Here's a pass. Down low. On the block. Shot up. No good is Chelsea McGee. Had found an opening on the block, but couldn't get the basket to fall. And now he'll come the other way. Bettis with it. Drives in. Puts the shot. No good. Floater loose. Ball on the ground. And Sheridan's going to come up with it. Push it the other direction. Curran. In transition, a nice pass ahead. Davis on the block. Up. Oh, can't get the ball. Falls her own shot. Again, no good. Gets another shot attempt. And Miranda Davis, she's been a spark plug for this Charger offense here. She's going to go to the line. Three rebounds there by Davis on three of her missed shots. But she's going back to the free throw line. She's got 5 points already on the night, looking to extend that and extend this lead by the Chargers. First free throw is no good. June 8th, Sheridan out in front here in the first period, 43 seconds to go. Davis will get a second of shot here. Back and forth, first period. Second one is up. It's on its way, and this one is good. 3-point lead for Sheridan. Albia had run off 5 straight points to open the game. Sheridan answered with 8 straight, and it's been back and forth since then. Here's a double team in the quarter on Bettis. Bettis goes inside. Can't get Dyson. Covered by Crawl. 3-point on the way by Garver. No good. Rawls loose, and it's going to go out of bounds, and Sheridan will get the possession. Final 22 seconds, and the Chargers are charging things up right now. They've got a 3-point lead. 11 seconds to go here. Here's a loose ball. Carl fight for it, and she's going to be fouled on a loose ball. She tipped it away. It was heading into a fast break. And Leah Dow, trying to recover, picks up the foul. So Albion gets the ball back. 8 seconds to go here, first period. Griffin with the inbound. Albion with one last shot here in this opening period. To right side, Bettis. Bettis, head fake. Goes baseline. Down is 1 second. Shot on the way. No good. But a foul at the whistle. 2 shots to come before we go to the quarter break. Bettis got the ball in the far right corner. Gave a head fake. Got some separation. Put the shot up. Couldn't get the ball. But she picks up the foul, and she's got 2 shots to come. First one on the way. Looks good. It is 11-9, Sheridan. Bettis trying to make it a 1-point game, and she can't get the second one to fall. after one period. It's Sheraton 11, Albion 9. We'll be back after this quick timeout. You're listening to this War on 34. Jake Schroeder will join me after this moment break. Don't play where or more. South Central Conference basketball after this timeout.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, AutoPAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady Deeds, Jason Summers.
One quarter in the books. And Jake Schroeder's joining me here. Jake, coach, I got to call you.
You can call me Jake.
Hey, buddy, great running out of you.
Thanks. I'm kind of sweating a little bit, actually. Up and down the stairs, back and forth. I think I got you a chair now.
You've done well, my friend. You've done well. And this has been a really tight basketball game, back and forth. 11-9, Sheraton with the lead here, 7:30 to go in this first half. Getting some hitting done with the guys in the offseason?
Oh, a few guys doing a few things, but not it's coming before we know it, so that way.
Yeah,
hard to believe.
I can't wait. Here's a loose ball by the Lady Deeds. They'll recover. There's a pass down low on the block. The Pettis gets the shot up, partially blocked, and then taken away by the Chargers. Yeah, this is a Lap Lake Charger basketball team. I'm real impressed with this Miranda Davis here in the early going. She's been the spark plug.
Yeah, she's definitely our go-to scorer, Jason, leading scorer on the year. And usually the offense will run through her, and if she's not doing well, usually our offense will stall.
Well, the ladies get a turnover, and they'll head the other direction. 11-9 Albion. Trailing by two. Here's another steal. Doing a good job on the defensive side are the Chargers. Scotty, if you have us, could you put me in the? Can you indicate that we're still on, because I'm not hearing you. Okay, thanks. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll push through those, Jake.
We'll get through it one way or another.
And we have a timeout. Why don't we take a timeout? 11-9, Albion trails to Sheraton on the road. This battle on 34, 6:29 to go in the first half. Jake Schroeder, Jason Summers will be back after this timeout.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Returning you back to the ball game with the one and only Jason Summers.
And my cohort, my buddy, Jake Schroeder, coach. I'm looking for the dormers with you.
What's with that intro? I'm getting kind of the cold shoulder tonight. I don't feel much love. We're in the Charger Dome. I should be getting a little more respect than that.
Here's a pass inside by the Lady D. Shot up, no good. Garville with the rebound. Albion try to set things back up. It's been pretty much one and done for Albion on the shot attempt, so the Chargers did a good job on the defensive board. Better flip it. Nowhere to go with it. It's taken away by the Chargers. Showers stepped in. Showers have been big for the Chargers as well. Here's some transition basketball. Shut up. No good. Rebound by Showers. She'll chase it down and set it up. Thinks it. Dribble drive.
under the basket. Nice pass.
Beautiful pass.
Showers couldn't. I wouldn't have expected that pass. That was a beautiful pass.
Yeah, it was a great wraparound pass, and Showers just wasn't expecting it, and she was set up perfectly for a layup.
A jump ball, and that arrow points Jarrett's way, so they'll get another shot offensively here. You know, getting a chance to be around Coach Sandy, that has to be a joy. I love his intensity as a coach, and he really encourages and pulls out the most out of his athletes.
Yeah, definitely, and it's quite a transition from going to football to girls basketball, so he finds a way to intermix the two and has had a successful record doing both.
It was trying to find the Lady Deeds, loose balls, and chip back in, saved in, but saved into the Chargers. Here comes Davis, far right side of the line. Being guarded by Griffin. Circle around, goes to the top of the circle, backside, jumper on the way just inside the three-point line, rebound loose, and Showers will recover for the Chargers. 4 points shared to lead, and we have a turnover. Both teams have struggled a little bit with the turnover, but that's been Albie's nemesis most of the season.
As I say, that's Sheridan's Achilles heel, too, all season long. There's too many, a lot of turnovers. Not sure what they'd be averaging on the year. I know I've seen a couple games, and they've been in probably the mid-20s turnover-wise. So I think whatever team takes care of the basketball tonight and turns it over to the Leafs might just pull the team out.
It's amazing how both these teams you can see out there, the athleticism. Here's another turnover. Miranda Davis comes up with the steal. Albie falls back, man defense. Binkston with it to the top of the circle. They want to work it inside. Davis puts a shot. Oh, what an athletic move. Davis with a floater. A little runner down the right side of the lane. She's fouled. She's got more shots to come. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with her. I haven't seen her play for a while. She's really matured.
She came to play tonight, Jason. Right now, she's pretty much doing, going wherever she wants on the floor on offense. Obviously, it's got to find a way. I'd really consider doubling her and make somebody else beat you because she's definitely our top scorer. And I think if you're Albia, you are better off trying to shut her down and make somebody else beat you for sure.
Well, look at Showers and Bingston. Curran came off the bench. There's lots of options there, but I'm with you. You know, you got to shut down the person through the damage.
And she's out tonight as she misses a free throw attempt.
Albie will come back the other direction. There's a pass, nearly tipped and stolen away from, off of Davis. Griffith will check back in. She'll give Katie Dyson a breather for the Lady D's. Albie will have the ball right in front of the well-decorated, looks like a Halloween party over there.
Yeah, I know a few of those guys, unfortunately.
That's great. I love it, the student bodies when they get into it. And
the enthusiasm has been a lot better this year as we get to travel. Another turnover on Albia. A lot of turnovers so far, like you mentioned. But, we've had a lot better student turnout this year and a lot more enthusiasm. And judging from the much of the crowd tonight, it's going to be a packed house. And there's going to be a lot of excitement, especially come the boys' game here. And it's how warm it is outside. I have a feeling the Charger Dome is going to be awfully muggy in here tonight.
This old suit coat's going to be pretty soggy when I get home.
Hey, you're looking sharp, though. You're looking sharp.
You need to get your glasses on there, big boy. Here's the bounce pass, tipped away, and sharing with the basketball. 3:57 to go here, first half. Back and forth basketball game. Albie got an early 5-0 run. The Chargers answered on a 8-0 run of their own. It's been back and forth since then. Davis with it. Albie, man defense here. They played a 1-2-2 zone defense for all that first period. Here comes there's going to be a pushing foul. A moving screen set by Allison Showers.
Don't see that too often, do you?
No.
Especially in the
girls'
games.
You never see it called.
Yeah. Especially in the girls' games, you don't see it called a whole lot. And even in the guys' games, you don't see that called very often unless it's real blatant.
What do you do during the off-season out of baseball? I know you've got regular duties here. But
there is no off-season, is there?
Yeah, good point.
Seems like it anyway. I'm always organizing things, always getting things ready for the next season. But I do a little, I don't work in the school system. We run a home care and hospice business here in town and stay pretty busy with that. So I keep pretty busy.
Well, the running you were doing, you look like you're staying in reasonable shape there, buddy boy.
I'm trying to.
Davis put the shot up. A nice look. Couldn't get it to fall. Albie comes back the other direction. Here's another travel.
right now, obviously, it's not even getting shots off, Jason. They're turning the ball over without even getting a shot, and obviously it's pretty hard to score when you're not putting the ball up towards the basket.
Well, and when you go on those type of those droughts that you got up to, and they're self-inflicted droughts, not taking anything away from the effort that Sheridan's given defensively, mm-hmm. but
that's when, as a coach, I think, you know, when your team's struggling offensively for as long as Albia has, they've been in a pretty good drought here. I think you need to find your best player, set a play up for him, and just tell him to go the hole, draw a foul, or throw a shot up, do something. But you got to get the ball in the hands of your best player.
Here's a steal by Albia. Both clubs have struggled here the last 34 minutes.
It's really hit
a point on the boards for about 3 minutes here.
Really hit a dead spot, definitely.
Or I could use Jack and Johnny Flattery. Have you met Johnny Flattery?
I don't believe I have.
He is, well, you would remember if you did. Usually he's with me, and we're he's keeping the stats for us. So I'm not sure. He may have an infected toe, so he may not have an extra toe to keep track of tonight, so that's probably why he's not here. Here's a shot, rebound, by Albia, and another shot up that goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady D's, and Sheridan. Three nice looks there to hit the ball.
A couple point-blank shots, and it crawled all over the rim and fell off both times.
2:26 to go here. First half, Sheridan out front by five. Here's the pass ahead. Nice transition basketball. Picks it on the block. Up the board and good. And Alvin's going to call a timeout as Sheridan has stretched his lead out to 7-16-9. 2:18 to go here in the first half. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Katherine Berkman, and when I knew that I needed a knee replacement surgery, I was so happy to learn that I could go to Monroe County Hospital and Clinics to have the surgery and physical therapy. I had excellent care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We are Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
The Chargers keep it coming. After a timeout, Albia has the ball taken away. Chargers took it right to the basket. The basket went down, but they say that showers traveled with it. Albia dodged the bullet there. 7-point Sheridan lead here as we go under 2 minutes to go in the opening half. And another turnover. Six straight turnovers by the Lady D. Sheridan will inbound. Here comes that full court pressure. Davis to inbound. Just into Pinkston. Back to Davis, and she'll try to bring it up. Being guarded by Crawl. Davis gets by Crawl, goes down low. Shot on the way by Ryan Fuse, no good. Here comes Sarah Clark on the rebound. She'll bring it up. And being well defended by Curry. We'll have a reach-in foul. Ball is loose. Sarah Clark tried to hit Mackenzie Griffin at the top of the circle. But it was tipped and was on the ground loose. Griffin went to reach for it. And I believe Davis picks up the foul there. I know the coaches would like to see Miranda Davis. Now the coach is at it. Like to see Miranda Davis sitting next to Coach Sandy. She has been a fire plug here for the Chargers. 1.5 to go first period. First half, that is. Griffin at the line. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away, and last touch out of bounds by Sherrick. Dyson fighting for the rebound with Showers. Albia will inbound under the basket. Crawl with it. Looks to inbound. Cassie gets it in, and it's tipped away by Emma Few. Crawl will inbound once again. Bettis with it on the inbound. Dribble. Goes in the lane. Puts the floater up off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound loose. Taken away by Sheridan. Here comes the Chargers. Alex Curran down the right lane. All the way to the basket, not to be denied, up and good. Curran, just a freshman, showing off her athleticism, and she took the ball coast to coast, right to the rack, up and good. 9-point lead here for Sheridan. They've doubled up the Lady Deep with 1 minute to go. Bettis with it in the lane. And ball loose, nearly stolen away. And this time it is. Finks comes up with the steal. She'll push it ahead in the lane. Puts the floater up, off the iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Albie, 40 seconds to go. Griffin recovers, picks up her dribble. Carl has to come back, help her out, and she'll get the ball back. Kenzie Griffin brings it up, 30 seconds to go. And here is another travel. Coach Schroeder trying to get our halftime lined up for us with the coaches, but boy, it's just been relentless here. Albie has not scored for about 5 minutes.
A lot of travels, a lot of steals. Yeah, Albie has been stuck on nine for quite a while. You said 5 minutes?
No, I think it's longer.
It's longer than that.
It is an entire period.
Sheridan's going
to hold the period break, and Sheridan's going to hold the ball for this this possession.
Got to go now.
2 seconds. Shot on the way. Binkston shot up. No good. And it pulls an offense that Albie put together. Without scoring this that entire quarter, Sheridan was only able to score 7 points.
Looks like Coach Schooley is going to be coming up here for a quick halftime interview. Sheridan boys varsity coach. And like I said, Sheridan up 18-9.5 in the girls' game. And really, defense was the key for Sheridan. They just shut him down.
Well, both ball clubs struggled a little bit offensively. Miranda Davis was the spark plug in that first quarter that got things going for the Chargers.
Definitely.
And then the turnover bug caught the Lady D's here in the second period. And for Albia in the second half, and we'll talk about what's going to need to be done and talk about some of this first half when we come back after a break. But really, you got to get these turnovers under control. And Sheridan, if they could just find a little more offense, this game wouldn't be close.
Yeah, definitely. They control the ball in the second half and don't turn it over. I think they got a good shot to hang on to the lead. It's only a 9-point game, so not over by any means. And let's see if we take a quick break. We get Coach Schooley in here.
Coach Schooley's going to come up. We're going to talk a little bit about the boys' contest. It's going to follow right after this one. When we come back, you're listening to the South Central Conference matchup. The War on 34. Don't go anywhere.
For refreshment, shop Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods. This week, 7-Up products, 12 packs are 3 for $9.99 plus deposit. They're having an all 2-liter sale. Coke, Diet Coke, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and A&W products, 3 2-liter bottles are $4 plus deposit. And Natural Light and Natural Ice 12 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. Get refreshed, save, and shop at Jim and Charlie's.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems. Southern Iowa Technologies also provides service on your PC, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Miss Warland!
From BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports, we're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hey, this is Jake Schroeder. Welcome back live from the Charger Dome. We're in halftime of the girls' game right now. Sheridan 18-9, leading Albia. And there's about 7 minutes left in the half here. And I am happy to be joined once again by Sheridan head boys basketball coach Ben Schooley. And Ben is starting to get his game face on. I appreciate him taking his time, starting to get in the zone. I know it's hard to talk to me on the air here, but congratulations on a win Monday night. You're sitting at 10-3 right now. And a big game tonight. What are you expecting from the blue team? As I know last time it was a real close game.
A dogfight. I'm expecting a dogfight tonight. It was, when we played them, seems like forever ago. I mean, it was back and forth. I mean, every possession, it was a one-possession game pretty much the whole game. That's exactly what I expect tonight as well. They're a really good team. They've got two really, really good players in Kellogg and Baker. They're probably a little better than their record.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They're 7-5 right now, and I believe they're coming off, I can't remember the score from their last game.
They're coming off a win. They beat Pleasantville by about 22 or 24 points Monday night.
And you mentioned Baker and Kellogg, kind of the tandem there. They're both shooting over 40% from three-point range on the air, and that was a thing that really stood out to me. What do you do to stop that? Are you going to key on not letting them get hot from three-point range and trading threes for twos? How do you combat that?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, here's the thing. Both of them are actually over 45% from three, and it's not like they've taken two or three on the year. I mean, they've taken a bunch. I mean, that's almost an incredible stat. I mean,
that's for high school, yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear about that in high school. But to answer your question, I think you just got to make their look difficult. They're probably going to make some. They're two really good players. Whenever you go against a really good player, a couple players, the thing you got to do is you got to make their looks difficult. You got to make their shots difficult because if you let, like you just said, if you let them get started, it can get kind of ugly in a hurry. So, I mean, that's definitely got to be the focus of our defense tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And I know Hawkinson, TJ Hawkinson, freshman, had a big game last time you played them, 21 points, I believe. Do you expect Albia to do anything different tonight defensively to try to shut down Hawk inside and force you guys outside a little more, or what do you think in there?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think Albia's not a very big team. They don't really play anybody over 6 foot tall. I think they're going to have to front TJ some. They'll probably throw in some zone. But you're absolutely right. That's got to be a little bit of the focus of their defense tonight. And it'll be our job not to settle for too many quick outside shots and use our advantage the best we can.
Here's a question for you. You guys are sitting at 10-3. You've got a solid ball club this year. You've got a real good record. Do you think you guys, you don't ever want to get overconfident, but do you think you guys have a certain level of confidence now where maybe the first half of the season you're kind of, okay, are we this good? You know, every team's kind of trying to feel itself out a little bit. You know, and now that you're probably more than halfway through the season, do you feel like, okay, these guys should have confidence now. We're 10-3, and they should go into games expecting to compete with the best. Or where do you think your mindset is right now?
I think it's a great question, and I think you're absolutely right. Every game we play, I think our confidence gets a little bit better. It's not like we're undefeated or anything like that, but you're absolutely right. When we started the season, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know what we had. I'm not sure the guys knew what we had. We had some freshmen playing. We had some guys that haven't played much varsity, and I think you're right. Every game we play, I think we're getting a little bit more confidence.
You guys should have confidence. I think I was talking to Alex last night, you know, talking about the tough district draw you guys are going to have. I said, yeah, you guys got a tough district draw, but remember, those teams should be a little scared of you guys, too. You're sitting at 10-3 right now. So have some confidence. And last question here, and I don't know if this is something you hit on with your guys or not, but we have a packed house here tonight. It's going to be probably 90 degrees in this place. There's going to be a lot of energy. Maybe more energy than they've played in front of before, you know, because this is one of the better Sheridan teams we've had in a few years. And,
yep.
You know, do you say anything to your guys beforehand on just keeping your emotions in check, not letting them, you know, get out of control, or is that something you just let the guys take care of themselves?
So I think it's a great question, and yeah, I think it's something you address. I mean, I just talk a lot about staying together as a team, you know, keep your emotions in check, staying together as a team. It's going to be an emotional atmosphere. And, you know, I end with enjoy it, to be honest with you. I mean, this is an experience you don't duplicate. I mean, football's great, baseball's great. I'm not bagging on baseball. But, I mean, this is an environment that you don't create in any other sport. I mean, the crowd's right here. It's a packed house.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. I mean, those will be my probably last words coming out of the locker room, you know, because intramural basketball, when they graduate, is not like this. So
you're absolutely right. Playing with the old guys in the rec league is not the same. No, great advice, Coach. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of energy tonight, and I think everybody on that's not able to be here tonight listening on the radio will be able to feel the energy over the radio, too. So I appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to you tonight and the rest of the season, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Sheridan head coach Ben Schooley, Boys head coach. I appreciate him joining us. We got about 2 minutes left in halftime here. Let's take a break, and Jason and I will be right back to call the second half of the Albia vs. Sheridan girls game. You're listening to Thunder Country KIIC.
Morocco,
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
For refreshment, shop Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods. This week, 7-Up products, 12-packs are 3 for $9.99 plus deposit. They're having an all 2-liter sale. Coke, Diet Coke, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and A&W products, 3 2-liter bottles are $4 plus deposit. And Natural Light and Natural Ice 12-packs are $6.99 plus deposit. Get refreshed, save, and shop at Jim and Charlie's.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Loud environment here at the Charger Dome. At the halftime break, 18-9. Sheraton with the lead, Albie with the opening possession. And Coach Sloan's got a nice-looking ball club, buddy.
Hey, Dad, I appreciate him joining us. I know it's hard when you're starting to kind of get your game face on to take time out for us, but he did, and he always answers the questions honestly, and appreciate him joining. It should be a great game, the second game, and we have a good game going here with Albia starting it off with a shot and miss.
Well, Albia is on an entire quarter of scoreless basketball, courtesy of the outstanding Charger defense.
That's amazing. I haven't seen every game this year, obviously. I've seen about four or five, Jason, but that was the best half of basketball I've seen Sheridan play this year myself. Just defensively and also just offensively, probably the fewest turnovers or close to it, I'd say, they've had all year. Took care of the basketball, and that's really the key in the basketball game right now.
Had they been a little bit hotter on the shot, this lead would be way out there. Here's Davis all the way to the basket, couldn't get it to fall. Someone put a lid on these baskets tonight. We're going to have to talk with the janitor.
Look at this end. This is the end. Now Sheridan's on this end.
Man, Davis had a beautiful crossover right down the lane. Put it up, and it just wouldn't roll down. Did everything right except the ball decided he didn't want to go in the hole.
Here comes Albie turned up on this,
and then Albie got the ball on the steal, but then turned it right back over on another charge or another traveling call.
The referees were getting paid by the amount of travels instead of per game. They might come ahead tonight.
This is another travel.
Oh my God. Sheridan gives it right back on the travel.
Well, you know, both clubs have been generous and charitable with each other, but
yeah.
Sheridan's at least put some offense together.
Sheridan's not a great three-point shooting team by any means. They only have a handful of three-pointers made on the entire season, so you want to force them to shoot outside, and right now they're letting Miranda Davis get to the hole a lot and create things on the offensive end.
Well, you know, that probably explains why when Albie fell out of that zone defense, the Chargers were able to really take advantage of
it. Yeah, zone defense is a real good idea against Sheridan.
Here's a dribble in the paint by Bettis. She puts it up off the glass. She's been strong. She's had a nice first half. She'll have a chance to end the scoring drought. That's well over 9 minutes long.
I haven't seen she gets ready to shoot her first free throw. I haven't seen any of the Albie girls' games this year, but Bettis, obviously your best player. Our leading scorer, I should say. Usually that equals best player, and I think that Albia did a real good thing there, just giving her a ball down low. You got to get it in your leading scorer's hands and just hope they create something, kind of get the whole team going.
Well, the last point that Albia scored was off of a Brooke Pettis free throw, and then this one right here that she gets to go down breaks a better than 9 minute scoring drop by the Lady D's. Albia still only down by 8. The poorly of a second period Albia had. They still only trail by 8. Here's Binks going inside. Here's a turnaround by Showers in the lane. Boy, that was a nice entry pass by Binks. Showers did not hesitate. Didn't bring it down low. kicked the ball around in the paint, and she's fouled. She'll have free throws to come.
And Allison Chowers has really improved as the course of the season's gone on, too. That move right there, I don't know if we would have seen this at the beginning of the season, but she's really gotten a lot more comfortable around the basket. She's put her first free throw up, and it's no good. But yeah, she's definitely one of the most improved players as the season goes on. That's good to see the kids, you know, getting better as the season goes on. It says they're working hard in practice, and it says the coach is still working with them and pushing them.
Talks a lot about what the coaches are doing. Here's the second free throw. This one does fall. 19-10, Sheraton with the 9-point lead, 6:14 to go here, third period. Jake Schroeder, Jason Summers bringing you this 4-on-34 on the hard court. Sheraton and Albia had some really good contests over in Albia, and Sheraton got both those contests. Here's a three on the way by Mackenzie Griffin, her second three-point basket of the night. 19-13, Albia has trimmed the lead down to six.
Good way to get right back in the game at a couple three-pointers.
Well, it just doesn't, you know, the three-point line changed the entire complexion of basketball.
Yeah, especially, you know, you look at college basketball, especially, it really allows the underdog and maybe the under-talented team to hang with, you know, like you and I in Kansas a couple years ago. It's definitely equal level to playing field a lot. You get that one guy that gets off the three-point range and look out.
Here's the inbounds by the Charger. Davis with it, far right corner, gets it inside. Backside pass up and off the glass. Good. Emma Pugh. And did I say that right?
I believe so. Pugh?
Yep.
There's a nice look from Shower. She got double-teamed. And
oh, that's a nice man. Deal. Oh, I'll tell you what. The Chargers have athletes out there.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of good passes tonight and deflection.
Davis with it. Out beyond the arc. Goes a Pugh to the right side. Baseline runner on the way, no good. Backside rebound, and Albie cannot control the basketball as Grismore went baseline. A nice look, and that, you know, the putting that shot up, that's a confidence shot right there. The kid that believes in himself. Here's the inbound. Dribble drive, Davis. Runner, no good. Rebound taken away. One and done that time. Dyson clears it out, gives it off to Griffin. She'll push it ahead. Picked up by Davis at the half-court line. There's a pass down low. Bettis on the block. Nothing there. She'll kick it out. Peterson. Shot on the way. Good. Senior Kylie Peterson with the basket. 5-point Sheraton lead.
Albia 7 points just in the first 3.5 minutes of this quarter. Almost as many as they had in the first half.
Here's a pass down low. Davis with it for the Chargers. She'll go out top. Makes it. Puts a runner up at the free throw line. No good rebound. 5-4 taken away by Shower. Should fall off and good.
Now that was a small move. Going for the rebound. Grab it. Pivot without traveling. Put it in. Like I said, she's just been doing everything. She's been doing all the dirty work for the Chargers the last few weeks. Getting the rebounds, the putbacks, and just doing everything.
A junior. So she'll be right back here again next year. 23-15. Sheraton with the lead. Peterson dribbles in, goes baseline to Bettis. Nearly taken away. Crowell will recover. Albia finding this Charger defense tough to break down, Coach. They've been really active moving their feet, the Chargers have.
Yeah, definitely, Jason. There's another near turnover. Albia's just got to look crisper with their passes. Some of the passes are just getting lazy, and they're just getting zipped. They need to put a little more zip on them, or Sheridan's just cutting them off, you know, one after another.
Don't they really have done a good job of taking away the passing lane. And then you start thinking, and that's when this traveling starts, when the player starts thinking instead of just playing and reacting. You get those unforced turnovers. Peterson looking inside, nothing there, picks up her dribble. She's going to throw it away. Here comes Shower. She'll push it ahead. Vinkson in transition to the middle of the floor. Left side, Kern. Kern up the glass, no good. Rebound, 5-4. Shower's fighting on the inside. She can't control it. It's going to go off of Albia.
There's Allison Showers right in the mix again. Every time the ball goes up, she's right in the mix for the rebound. That time, she just wanted it more than the Albia players. She was up against two or three girls there, and they just wanted it more.
She's impressive. Here's a pass on the block. Showers turns in the lane and travels with the basketball. You can feel her trying to fill her feet out. What I mean by that is the basket. She got the entry pass. Didn't really get in a position to be in a good triple threat position, and got a little bump and lost track of her catch.
I was watching Coach Sandy there, the Sheraton coach on the sidelines, And he was really working the referee. He wanted a push in the back. He thought she got pushed. But I thought it was a good call. I think it was a good call.
There's a little help from her friend. Friend was wearing blue. 8 points, Sheraton lead. Albia with another turnover.
Albia still full court pressing here.
You're in trouble when you have more turnovers than you have points.
Yeah.
And I'm certain that is the case here. Here comes the Chargers. They try to push it ahead, and Albia puts the pressure on. And the Lady Deeds will get a turnover.
They kind of a freshman mistake there by Alexis Curran. Just didn't really have numbers, and she tried to force the pass up to Davis, and it got knocked out of bounds and went off Davis. So Albia with the basketball.
Well, Curran doesn't play like a freshman, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Athletic young player. There's a pass inside, a jump ball. And she'll get the ball back to the Chargers.
It looks like Albia is going to retain it here, Jason.
Why don't you don't ask me for any advice or my opinion.
Here's a shot at five. Peterson can't get it to fall. Drove into the lane, put the runner up. Leaves it short, but she'll have free throws to come. Get some insurance advice from you, can't we?
You can get that.
Is that safe?
That's safe.
All right.
Peterson. Free throw shot up.
Oh, that thing rattles around. It won't find its way home and kicks right back out.
23-15, 8-point Charger lead. They've had lead as much as 9. Second one on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Dyson. She can't get it to fall. Loose, and Griffin will come up with it. Dyson did a great job of getting inside position, but couldn't follow her with the basket, and now Sheraton will get the ball back in transition. Bakes it to the top. It goes to Curran. The pass inside, taken away. Foster takes it away for Albia, and then we're going to have a reach-in foul.
You know, your coach, Sandy, you'll take those kind of fouls. Yeah, they're going to call it for a foul. Well, I thought it was going to be a jump ball there, Jason. That's a tough one on that Curran there, but only a 13 foul for Sheraton. They got a few to get here. It's really been a fairly clean game, not a lot of whistles this half. So you mentioned with Albia here, it really just comes down to fundamentals on the offensive end. They're just kind of the same entry pass every time down low. They're just doing the overhead, telegraphing everything. They need to pump fake overhead and just put a bounce pass in there on the block. They keep trying to force it down there. And pretty much every pass is just getting tipped right now by Sheraton. So I think if they could get a bounce pass in there, they'd have a lot better luck.
Griffin drives in, puts a pass into Dyson, up off the glass, and good.
They
took your advice, Coach, because that was a much better pass. The angle was far better.
Just a 6-point game here, Jason. It feels like Sheridan's
ball
in the game, but it's definitely a good ball game. And Albia's got to feel pretty good about themselves after going a whole quarter without scoring and only be down 6.
When you have struggle like the Lady D's have, be only down by 6, you're right. Here's a turnover as Dyson steps in, takes it away, gets it off to Griffin. Mackenzie Griffin, the sophomore, brings it up. She'll go to the left side to Clark. Clark looking inside. Sheraton in the man defense. And I check that there in the 2-3 zone. I'm a little slow. Now being patient here, looking for something down low, and Showers takes it away. She tips it away. Saved it from going out of bounds, and the Chargers are going the other direction. Boy, she's been impressive.
37 seconds left in the half here. We'll see what Sheraton does. Looks like they're going to go ahead and run their offense.
Davis with it in the corner. Here's a pass in the lane. Shot put up. It's a foul. Nice entry pass that time by Davis, and Chargers are going to have a free throw coming here as a beautiful pass on the inside. Chelsea McGee.
Nice job by Chelsea, just going right up with the basketball and not hesitating, and I think she got a high five from Dyson there, slapped her on the hand when she shot, and she gets 2 shots here.
McGee, first shot on the way, it rolls around, and it finds its way home. Kind of like my golf game.
You need to get
the entire course.
You need to go dunk on these rims a little bit. They're tight tonight. They're rattling around, dude.
I would hate to break the glass again.
Second one good. Is that something insurance would pay for, Jason, the broken glass?
That certainly would be a liability. I think there's most likely a... Well, as I'm talking here, watching Albie turn the ball over, there's nothing is safe for the Lady D's tonight. They have had a tough time handling the Charger defense.
15 seconds left here. Sheridan needs to work for a good shot here and try to get something. I'd like to see him get down low to McGee or Foose in the game now.
Well, separation banks it. Puts a shot up, down low. Nope. Oh, they're going to see if he's travel with the basketball. Boy, that looked good.
Well, I didn't see that. I thought she happened to grab the basketball and she took her step, and I didn't see that travel. That would have been a nice break for the Chargers to come up with that ball right into the basket.
Well, Albia will take the break. 3 seconds to go. Griffin brings it up. Throws a shot up at the buzzer, and she'll leave it short. After three quarters of play, it's the Chargers 25, the Lady D 17. Jake Shorter, Jason Summers will be back with this more. More on the War on 34 when we come back to KIIC. Don't go anywhere.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Jake Schroeder, Jason Summers back here in Sheridan. Chargers come in the fourth quarter with a 25-17 lead. They were up 9 at halftime, Jason. They're up 8 at the end of the third quarter, so they held serve pretty well there. A lot of turnovers again still for both teams. And Sheridan really just a few less, I guess, and had a few opportunities to put the ball in the hole at the end of the third quarter there to maintain the lead, as Albia did get it down to 6 at one point.
Yeah, the Chargers did a good job of surviving Albia's little run there. Able to maintain their lead. Ladies have struggled offensively, courtesy of this Charger defense. Here's a pass inside, shot up, no good, rebound, kicked out of bounds, last set by Albia. Shank, I went and got new glasses today, and I'm adjusting to my new glasses. And part of that adjustment is not putting your fingers on the glass and smudging it.
I'm glad you're not refereeing tonight.
So are the fans and the coaches. Now, the listeners back home probably wouldn't mind if I had to take a little night off. But here's a shot on the way by Curry. No good. Rebound controlled by Brooke Pettis of Albia. 7:24 to go.
I say, Sheridan doing a real nice job of just working some clock there, looking for shot. And then that's why I said that Curran maybe forced a three-pointer there a little bit. Again, just a freshman. And Sheridan, you know, no shot clock in high school basketball. He worked the clock a little bit.
Absolutely.
Albia's got a lot of fouls to give, though. They've only got two team fouls, so they can be real aggressive on defense, trying for steals.
There's a three by Qual. No good. Rebound cleared out by Binks. She'll throw it ahead. Great transition basketball by Sheridan. Shot up to a Curran. With the run out and the transition pass from Bigson, that's how you do transition basketball.
Yeah, great body control by Curran as she was on a dead run trying to track that ball down and was able to control her body, stop, and put the ball up and in. I believe the largest lead of the game for either team, 10 points right now.
Albia. There's a pass on the inside. A shot up by Dyson, strong on the move. She was fouled by Emma Fu. Fu. Is it Fu or Fu? That's what I said.
Like foosball.
And I stutter with the bobs.
Yeah.
Throw a name like that in there.
I'm sure I'll have trouble with a few of the Albia guys here tonight. I wish they had the names on the back of the uniform. It sure would make it easier, wouldn't it?
It'd make it a little easier. Of course, until I got these new glasses, I don't think I could have read the uniforms. Dr. Adler putting me up this afternoon, got me on the way, but... You know, you don't know what you don't know, Jake. And I didn't realize what I wasn't seeing. Here's the second free throw by Dyson. Up, it's no good. 9 points the lead. Here's the rebound by Griffin. Long three on the way, no good. Breakout by Curry. She'll push it ahead. Spin to the left side. It goes to Binks. Top circle again to Curry. Breaks down the dribble. Drive. Shot up. no good. And the foul on the floor. Boy, what a nice crossover there by Curran.
Yeah, definitely a nice move. And didn't see who got the foul. They reach-in foul. They're only a 13 foul on Albion, like you said. So they can be really aggressive here, and they should be trying to go for steals when they're down nine.
Jordan with the inbound. Davis, top circle. Albion's done a good job with on Davis here.
Quiet second half.
Davis with the basketball, looking inside, guarded by Garber. She'll dribble in, lose the ball momentarily. Recovered, shot up by McGee. No good. Rebound taken away by Dyson. Off to go to Griffin. She'll push it ahead. Albion trails by nine. 6 minutes to go in the game. First of all, boy-girl doubleheader. Jake Schroeder joining me up here. Putting that Charger perspective.
It's really awesome to be able to get to broadcast with the legend here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're known everywhere I go, man.
You don't go anywhere, buddy. I know the life of a coach. Shot at five, Bettis. Is good, Albion. Turned the lead down to seven. Here's a pass on the inside. Showers with it. She's been tough tonight. Kicks it out. Top of the circle. Good ball movement there by the Chargers. Heads up to a timeout called by Coach Sandy. And the Chargers will take a timeout. That's when you want to take a timeout. That's a 4-1. We'll take the timeout as well. Set things back up. 5:35 to go here in the ballgame. 27-20 Sheridan with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to Southwestern Conference Basketball.
There are lots of pleasant sounds in life, but this is not one of them. Yep, the dreaded Red X. If your computer isn't working properly, you need to call Southern Iowa Technologies at 641-777-2824 for a computer cleanup or repair appointment. Southern Iowa Technologies provides services for businesses and individuals. Call today to make the Red X go away. That number again is 641-777-2824.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
After the timeout, Chargers with the basketball. Makes it to the corner, goes to McGee. On top, smart basketball. And his coach called timeout. I thought it was the perfect timing. He was trying to get him set up into a more of a flex offense where you'll work the ball around a little bit, milk some of this clock.
I think we're getting a foul away, call away from the foul here. They're going to get a foul. Called on, it looks like Cassie Paul, Jason, the fourth team foul. I didn't see that. I was away from the ball quite a ways. And Sheridan, looks like you said, good timeout by Coach Sandy. Regroup the girls. Say, hey, girls, we got to lead. There's no reason to throw up that shot.
Unless you get one like that. One like that. A bad one. Current. The freshman right down the heart of the lane. Got the inbounds pass and went right to the rack. That's what you're taught to do. She did it in expert style.
Great inbounds play, and that's the kind of shot Sheridan needs right now is those open looks and then don't force anything.
Ladies trying to come back, trailing by nine. Here's a shot on the baseline. Peterson up to good. She's got 4 points off the bench. The senior out for nearly a month with an illness. After the break, she rejoined the team. Getting some important minutes for her team right there. Now, Sheridan being really patient with the basketball.
And make sure they still move on offense and don't get caught standing around. They'll still move. Make sure you help out your partner if they pick up their dribble.
Albion will be forced to be a little more aggressive and assertive here defensively. Albion with only 14 fouls, so they've got three to give. And I have a feeling this is going to come to free throws, Coach.
Yeah, Albion really needs to be aggressive. Get up on the person with the ball here. Either try to get a five-take call or go for a steal. You know, just reach in, try to tap her out, tap it away, see if the referee will let you get away with it. They've got a lot to give. Oh, that's a beautiful pass. That's what we're talking about. They lull the defense to sleep, and then they leave a gal open. That time with Showers just sitting there for the easy bunny. Nice dish from, I believe it was
McGee.
Looks like Albie's going to get timeout.
Good call by Coach Ockenbach. He'll talk to him. Glover, Albie trails by 9, 3-4 to go. We'll be right back, 31-22. Sheridan down in front. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Sheraton with the lead after the Albion timeout. 3:30 to go in the contest. Here's a pass inside, up and off the glass. Good ball movement that time by the Lady Deans. And they're hanging right in there, Coach.
Yeah, nice pass there. And look to Dyson. She went right up with it. Here's going to be a foul on the ball dribbler. Coach Sandy not happy with one of the girls. I think he had to talk to him during the timeout about something. And he's letting her know that she needs to be in the right place here.
Well, you know, he's going to coach. And the Chargers picked up the foul. A lot of coaches may have just not said anything, but he's going to coach.
Yeah. Five fouls for each team fouls right now, Jason. So both teams have one foul to give for the bonus start.
And I'll be with the 7-point deficit. Here's a shot in the lane by Curran. She couldn't get it to fall. And Voss is going to pick up the foul. I'm real impressed. Alex Curran.
Yeah, she's got a high motor, a lot of energy. When she comes into the game, she's definitely going to only get better as she's only a freshman, Jason.
Certainly got the athleticism. Actually, you can't, the coach, you can only do so much with the athleticism.
Yeah.
And you can only do so much with assertiveness. And she's got both those things naturally, and she just continues to develop those basketball skills, and she's going to just keep on getting better.
Makes the second free throw for sure. And up, yeah, she definitely does not lack aggression. She's very confident, and she's very aggressive on the floor.
Albie trails by 8. Sherrod brings the three-quarter court press. Griffin breaks it down, has the ball taken away. Here comes a breakout. Current in transition. She'll take it right to the rack, up off the block, and good. And the coach.
So Sandy actually gets a call timeout here with Sheridan. Sheridan pulls away to a 10-point lead.
Wow, that's athleticism I just talked about, and assertiveness. The turnover bug catches Albie once again. The Chargers turn it into points. 34-24, 2:42 to go here. Coach, we got the next game on tap. It's the boy-girl doubleheader. What are you looking forward to most here in our second game?
We're talking to Coach Gouley at halftime, the Sheridan boys coach. He said he expects a dog fight tonight. And the last game I wasn't able to attend, but it was a 2-point Sheridan victory. And I have a feeling we're going to see another one of those tonight. Just going to be a dog fight. I think the crowd, we talked a little bit with Coach Gouley about how do the guys control their emotions a little bit with the energy in the place tonight. You can, when you get a big crowd like this, you can tend to just burst out and, use all your energy in the first minute and get a little too hyped up, but just keeping yourself under control, let the game, slow the game down a little bit, and we'll see which team comes out ready to do that and gets off to a quick start tonight will be a key, I think.
I couldn't agree anymore. Here comes the inbounds to Albion. By 10.
You're real agreeable. I like you. We need to do more games together.
We do. I agree with that. Peterson with the shot on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Davis. It should be fouled from behind. Free throws to come here, 1-1.
1-1. I have a feeling Sheridan, like you said, you have to make the front end of these free throws here to maintain the lead.
2:30 to go. Miranda Davis at the line for the Chargers. She'll take her time.
Miranda's at 61% from the line this season.
First one on the way. It's no good. Rebound. She chases down herself.
It boxed out the shooter.
And then another foul by the Lady D's as Crawl tries to dip in front of Curran once again.
Reading Albia head coach's lips over there, you could read everywhere he said. He said, "Who's boxing out the shooter?" was his exact words. He had a perplexed look.
Oh, man.
And that just kills you as a coach. The simple thing about boxing out the shooter.
And it's the thing that you go through in every drill in practice for your practice free throw. Who's got the shooter?
Box out, box out, box out, box. A lot easier said than done, though. You have to do this. A short mental lapse when you have all the eyes on you.
Kern did not hesitate. She was there.
Second one up and good. 12-point Charger lead. Here comes Albie with 2:22 to go. Peterson with it. Nothing to do. Finds Bettis in the corner. To the top of the circle. Taken away. Davis steals it. Picks up a dribble. And then Peterson will nearly take it away.
Great job by Davis. I'm sorry, Jason. Great job by Davis. Not to force up a shot there and to pull it back out and run the clock as Banks is going to get a foul now. As Albie is gone into foul mode a little bit here. Could be a long 2 minutes. We'll see.
Well, the Chargers have been so good defensively all night.
A great defensive effort by the Chargers tonight. I told you a little bit ago, I think the first half might have been the best half of basketball I've seen them play this year. And the second half's been pretty doggone good, too. So, I mean, Coach Sandy, if Sheridan holds on here, should be definitely happy with the team tonight.
Well, there's one thing I can always expect out of a Coach Sandy team, and that is great effort and tough nose defense. Albie trails by 12. After the missed free throw, Albie with the basketball. That is spins, double team, puts the shot up, no good, backside rebound, Peterson will follow off the glass, good. 1:43 to go, and Albie with the 10-point deficit, the Chargers will bring it up. Current, down the left sideline. Going to kill some clock here, no doubt. Surprised Albie hasn't went to the foul, and there it is. Peterson reaches in. Now, if you put these in, you're Albie, you start to call the dogs off. Get to a point where the deficit is so deep that,
she's in the double bonus now, so hopefully she can knock one or two of these in from a Sheridan perspective. And plus, surprise, Albie hasn't tried a couple three-pointers, too, Jason. It's pretty tough to trade twos, you know, with free throws to crawl back in. That should be a double bonus.
Yeah.
It is. Showers and Bettis give themselves a little chuckle. Yeah, they had fun boxing each other out, even if they didn't need to.
36-26, second shot to come for Davis. 10-point Sheridan lead, 1:28 to go. Showers takes some time. Spins around, throws it up. It's good. Well, Albie hasn't been able to shoot the three-point basket, Coach, because the Chargers have been inside their shorts.
Yeah, they've been all over midnight, haven't they? It's been a great defensive effort.
Bettis with it. Okay, now stretched out by Showers all the way out to the three-point line, and here's a loose ball, and they call a foul. I don't think it's a travel. That could have been a travel.
Sandy with the hands on the head there, that's the last thing you want is to foul somebody quite a ways away from the basket there. Still only 16 fouls, so the next one will put them in the single bonus, so not a horrible foul. Could have cost them more.
Garber inbounds it to Griffin. 1:08 to go out, and trails by 11. Foster with it. Dribbles in, goes baseline, and then a foul is going to be called on Sheridan. That'll be the 1-1 right here. Well, free throws.
Jason, there's hardly an empty seat in the house tonight. This is going to be a great atmosphere for the guys' game coming up next. And I say there's nary a seat. The band's here. It's a packed house. This is about the fullest I've ever seen this place myself. So I think could be in for a whale of a ball game.
Last Friday night, we hosted Centerville, and that was a packed house. They had to open up the stage, put chairs up there, and it was overflowing, standing room only. I really think that the format changed to the boy-girl doubleheaders doing the JV and the freshman. All these games at the one location on one night has really benefited the schools economically, but also in terms of the fans getting to be able to support their teams.
Yeah, definitely good ideas. 1 minute left, Sheridan up 10 here.
Banks turns it over. Griffin with it. She got a breakout free throw all the way to the basket. That's been good. 8-point lead for Sheridan on the turnover. Albie takes advantage of it. 50 seconds to go, a 30-second timeout, or a full timeout called by Coach Achenbach. Let's take a full timeout as well. With 50 seconds to go, Albie trails by 8, 37-29 Sheridan. We'll be right back. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
The service team at Barker Implement wants to work on any piece of equipment you need tuned up or fixed up.
While green is the color of choice around here for John Deere tractors, lawn and gardening equipment, and Gator XUVs, we realize that other sizes, shapes, and colors need some loving too.
Or maybe they need some John Deere green added for overall appeal. Either way, you can learn more about our service team at eBarkers.com or stop in and ask about our bulk oil promotion too.
Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
Seconds ago in our first game of this boy-girl doubleheader. Jake Shorter, Jason Summers, above the Charger Dome floor. The Chargers with an 8-point lead. Here's 50 seconds to go out. They'll bring that full-court pressure. Never say never, Coach.
Yeah, you never know. Quick turnover in a basket. They're right back in it, but it looks like Sheridan does get across the half-court line, and now a foul reach-in by number 31,
Kristen Garber.
Kristen Garber. I think pretty good chance the Kern can make these two, or at least one, to ice the game here.
Yeah. First one on the way up the floor.
The coach in me never feels comfortable until the game's over. You know, I'm that way all season long with the baseball team. I mean, until that final out's made, I don't ever.
And that final out could be the two.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Oh, like that one can just make you lose your hair quick.
Second one up, and it is nothing but the bottom of the net.
Currents had a great second half here as she knocked down both free throws, too.
40 seconds to go. Albie trails by 10. Griffin with it, guarded by Curran. Picks up her dribble to the top of the circle. Bossard. She'll go inside. Ball tipped, loose. Chased down by Dyson. Final 30 seconds. There's a pass down low, out of bounds. A turnover by the Lady D's, and I have some substitutions come in, but That
should do it, I think.
You know, the turnover is really harmed the ladies tonight. And you can say, okay, the enforced turnover with some of the travels, but really this Charger defense has been outstanding.
Yeah, just a great defensive effort tonight by the Chargers as they're winding it down here, 10 seconds left. And Davis should be able to just hold on to the basketball now over to Bankston.
That's the will to it. So the Chargers get a nice big ovation from this fantastic crowd here at the Charger Dome as they get the win in this opening of our boy-girl doubleheader. The first one goes the way of the Chargers, 39-29. Coach, that drought by the Lady D's in that 9-minute drought really put them in a hole that they couldn't come back from. And Miranda Davis, in my mind, sparked that big turnaround out. She got out to a 5-0 lead. Davis came to life, put together a nice run there for the Chargers, and they were able to hold on. That defense allowed the Chargers to get this win tonight.
Yeah, I had to agree with you 100%, Jason, and Miranda kind of put the team on her back there in the first half when they were struggling a little bit to start. Got the quick buckets, and then their defense just shut Albia down tonight. Like I said, probably the best effort out of the Chargers, just a full game that I've seen this year, especially that first half, just really dominated the second quarter. Second half, it was really nice to see Alexis Curran have such a great second half for the freshman. And I thought Allison Showers had a real nice second half there. She did all the gritty things, all the dirty work below for the Chargers. And just a good team effort. I think Coach Sandy's got to be happy with that move. Sheridan to 3-9 on the season. And unfortunately for Albia, two of them, those wins have come versus the Blue Demons.
Well,
I'm sorry.
The Sheridan and the Chargers have Albia's number. And a lot of that has to do, I think, with the type of defense that they play. And they're in your grill, and Albie does not do very good with pressure.
Yeah, and they played real tight defense tonight, but they didn't have a lot of the tic-tac-y fouls either.
No.
They avoided what you want to call it, the bad foul, where they're not sliding their feet, reaching in, getting cheap fouls. So they played good defense without picking up fouls, and they didn't allow Albie to really get to the line much tonight either. So just a great effort all around. And looking forward to the boys' game coming up next year. And I was just thinking a minute ago, too, Jason, I'm pretty sure, I'm almost about 99% positive there's a varsity wrestling meet out of town tonight, too. So you had the fact then that a lot of parents and the wrestlers would probably be here tonight watching this game. It might be overflow. So it's just going to be an exciting game. I'm really looking forward to it. And it's just great to have a little positive momentum. And You know, I don't know when the last time Sheridan was sitting anywhere close to 10-3. It's been a few years. You know, we've struggled to get above 500 in the last five. Well, since I've lived it here, which is about 10 years. And so it's really awesome to see the 10-3 record, and the crowd's really gotten behind them. The crowds have shown up. The student support is much better. It's always easier to cheer for a winner, obviously. But, you know, it's just great to see the students into it. And I know the players are just so excited to come and to be able to play in front of a crowd that is excited to watch them play and make some noise.
Well, Coach School has done a really good job, and these kids are giving a great effort, and we're going to get to see some of that. I'm looking forward to it. And so are all these fans that are jammed in here. It's at the break between the ball games, and folks, there's really a few empty spots that aren't always called for, and the hallway is full of people, so this is going to be fun. We're going to see how many people can step like those old telephone drills that they used to do in the 70s, see how many people can fit in a telephone booth. Well, we're going to try it here at the Charger Dome. Take a quick time out. We'll come back, set things up for our next ball game. The Chargers, the Blue Demons, the War on 34 when we come back. Don't go anywhere.